I'm gonna need Clint Sterner here in a major way. He has no idea what's happening here. It's one of my favorite portions of the show.
We're always here for you, bro.
When this happens, I'd like to play a little game called "Is this two Americas or is it just show?" I'd like to, I need Clint.
Y'all know what two Americas means.
I know. I need Clint. Well, if you
Research.
Don't, look it up. I need Clint because I've already tried it out with Tyler, and Tyler, bam, he knew it easily.
It was like a reflex.
And there were about three on this side of the America, and then the rest of the folks in there were on you all side of the America.
Okay.
And
that's what the whites used to do.
We didn't have it. We did not have this, but everybody else did and knew it quickly.
Wait, I did have it.
No, I'm talking about in the bar last night. By the way, not going to lie to you, got a little drunk last night.
Attaboy.
We were pushing, what you should do, man.
You go back to KC and you see folks for the first time in a while, you get a little carried away, you get a little inebriated.
We pushed the Tyler Milner zone.
That's a bold claim right there, sucker.
This is not quite T Mill. Didn't eat late though. But this is 207.
I like to party.
We pulled up to the driveway at 207. So it was a late evening. But this young lady here, and she said to me, there was these four. They look like nurses and dental hygienists.
Oh,
you got to give me the setup here. Are you out with your fellas?
This is escalating quickly.
I'm out with radio guys. I'm out with media guys.
Okay.
So we're about four or five deep.
Okay.
I wonder what that feels like to go out with you these days. That's cool.
And they're like just like when we go out. And there were
never.
There were four, like I said, a couple of nurses, dental hygienists. I'm just guessing. Maybe a physical therapist. One of them was in full nurses gear.
They were all in scrubs.
I just got rid of my baseball boner, dude.
One was in scrubs.
And it was here for over 4 hours.
But this lady, she's going and she's like, hey, I got on my Canadian tuxedo. I got on my Canadian tuxedo. I said, what the hell is that?
Do it, lady.
And she explained to me what it is. And
Do it, lady. And
the other two gentlemen of color didn't have it. Everybody else, knew exactly what it was. Tyler immediately had it.
That's what the whites used to do.
Clint, do you have it? Is this two Americas or is it just me?
There's no way he doesn't.
713-572-4610. When someone says, hey, I'm wearing a Canadian tuxedo, do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's all denim.
Really? I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Well done, bro.
Is that?
I mean, it's typically when a cowboy or somebody that wears Western wear, it wears jeans, a denim shirt, you know, everything's denim. I believe that's where it actually came from, I think.
The couple we just discussed, we had to talk about some stuff with Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They rocked that thing together, man.
Did they?
Obviously not Western wear.
Now listen, it was Western wear.
All denim. He had a little cowboy hat.
Okay.
I have rocked all denim a lot. Didn't know I was doing a Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah,
I have done that.
I would say that was two America things. I would say that'd be the two America deal.
Well, 713-572-4610.
Let me explain it to the other America. It is what Beyonce had on in this feud that's going on right now with these women wearing whatever the hell's going on with Levi's right now. Right?
Yes.
It's what Beyonce had
on.
She's mad at
Sydney Sweeney.
She's head to toe in that thing.
Yes. People of color, text line 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Again, is it? Now, there have been moments, Clint, where I thought it was two Americas, but no, it was just my weird ass that didn't know stuff. Is this one two Americas? And I mean, every one of them, like, all denim.
Automatic.
I said, really? Never heard of it. Never in my life heard of it.
See them mostly at barn parties.
You know?
Someone just texted in, Kendrick Lamar wore a Canadian tuxedo at the Super Bowl to take a shot at Drake.
Mm.
again,
that's just mainly denim.
But I didn't know that was easily called. Lloyd, no clue. You're right, man. This Perry, shout out to Perry. She said I'd never heard of that either.
Yeah.
I'm white and I had no idea what that was.
Come on, the Canadian tuxedo. Now I will give you this as we're discussing it. You know, I'm doing a little digging here. I mean it's the most commonly recognized is the actual denim jacket and denim pants. There's not the Western wear side of it. I've always heard it. Me personally, the times that I've heard it, it was more Western wear, denim jacket, denim shirt, denim pants, all denim head to toe. Now I did not know it was just simply, you know, denim jacket, denim pants. You can wear whatever else, but I like it. I mean,
this is all right. But by the text line, Clint, this is clearly to Americans.
No question. There's no doubt about that.
I mean,
here's the deal. Yeah, I mean.
Now, I will say this. I just walked in the hall and asked Carrington Harrison, a black gentleman, does afternoons at Kansas City, and he came right out. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Canadian tuxedo. He said Kendrick Lamar. He did it. He said Kendrick Lamar wore it. I said, oh, okay. I said, I didn't have it, dog. I didn't have it.
Yeah, it's
because you knew it immediately, right?
I knew it immediately. It's hard for me to think that guys that have been in radio in Kansas City don't know it. I would think, especially you. You've been in radio. I mean, I look at your friend groups. It's very, very diverse, and there's several, you know, the other side of America in there. And so, I'm shocked that you don't know.
I've never ever heard it. I'm texting Courtney right now. Does she have it? I mean, it is hilarious on the text line to watch some of the guesses. I thought you were talking about a black and white tuxedo. Somebody thought it was the shirt. The tuxedo shirt is what someone thought.
Black and white. People.
Denim on denim, baby. Denim on denim.
Yeah. Hey, as we get off the Canadian tuxedo, Clint.
I'm looking at it though, Ron. I mean, I got a couple denim jackets at the crib now. I may start.
I'm sorry.
I have a denim winter jacket.
Sorry, Parker. Listen. So is it? Can it be just denim top and bottom, or is it saying it has to be?
It's got to show Western. It's got to show like a Western heritage to it.
I don't think it does.
Because you're wrong. Because I'm not gonna lie, this bride last night, she had a blue bandana around her neck for some reason.
Oh, she went. Ron. When you say Canadian tuxedo, all I think is you got denim on denim on denim. Like it's just okay. Everything's denim. Now, if you want to get real critical about it, apparently it's a denim jacket, but the denim shirt, denim button up shirt with denim pants, I believe, could still be referred to as a Canadian tuxedo.
TML Real Deal. I just tweeted the photo out of the great Justin Timberlake with that psycho Spears.
Now that is he did it.
Canadian tux boy.
I mean that is literally a denim.
Never in life heard of this. I'm telling you. Let me tell you something. In them early 2000s. I don't know if you had some fellas that is on that other side of America, Clinton Tyler, that would wear the full straight up denim pants, had a little shine to them. I had a little shine to mine, and the jacket to match. I didn't know I was rocking a Canadian tuxedo.
You damn sure were. Look, hey, Kanye West wasn't afraid to rock either. Now
I tell you, I thought I was just banging that denim. I don't know. I never knew. I mean, I felt dumb as hell the way that everybody just knew what that was. Thank God those two other brothers was in there and said, I ain't got it.
You got that one either, huh?
I got that one either. Yeah, you learn something. There you go. Learn something new every day. And there it is.
Well, you just taught several listeners too.
Yes. And to be honest with you, seeing a lot of white folks. I'm from the north side of Houston, white guy. Never heard of that.
Boy, you better not. I mean, don't.
I was rocking JNCO jeans, so.
Don't go around telling too many people that.
Why?
No, not you. I was talking about the guy that Ron just talked about. You're from the north side of Houston, white guy.
On my Jinko. And then,
huh?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ron talking about them Diddy and Mace shiny suits. Now, I don't want to be associated with that first gentleman, but yes, you're on the money. Had several of those. Oversized as hell. Had several of those.
I don't want anything to do with the guys you're talking about, but the entire
year. I did.